in just a little more than a month. The way you do food shopping, grocery shopping, it's going to change a bit. On May 4th, the ban of plastic bags and styrofoam food containers will begin here in New Jersey. Now, while it sounds like a big change, adapting is very easy. And you know what? You don't even have to wait until May 4th to do it. With us now to look at all this is the executive director of the New Jersey Clean Community Council, Joanne Jemendin. How are you today, Joanne?
I'm good. Thank you for having me today.
A couple of websites for you to use. We have them linked at our homepage as well, bagofbanjay.org, and for the New Jersey Clean Community Council, njclean.org. I guess, Joanne, people who are seeing the signage in stores, maybe they've come up in a search engine and landed on bagofbanjay.org. They're probably wondering, why, after all these years, do we have to do this change? So what are some of the reasons behind that brought about this new law that's happening on May 4th?
I would think the paramount reason behind all of this, if you read this legislation, is number one is to get rid of litter. I drive all over New Jersey on a daily basis, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't see many plastic bags littered along our highways and byways, and this all ends up in our ocean, and it not only harms the environment, it affects our wildlife that eat the bags. In turn, when we go fishing and you're eating the fish, you're then ingesting this plastic. But I do have to correct you just slightly.
Sure.
Our website is bagupnj.com. I just want to make sure when folks go to Google, they do .com, not .org.
Not a problem. And this isn't really a foreign concept in New Jersey. Before the law was put in place and signed by the governor, there were over 100 individual communities with basically, well, to varying degrees, parallels to what this law is calling for.
Correct. There was over 130 counties and or municipalities that had a local plastic bag ban. And there are eight other states that have already instituted a plastic bag ban. What makes New Jersey unique is that we have also banned the use of single-use carry-out paper bags only at grocery stores that are 2,500 square feet or larger. And that is really to encourage people to bring reusable bags every time they shop, not just switch from plastic to paper bags.
And if you listen, if you wonder how many, what's the level of bag litter that's possible? I mean, Joanne referred to it as you see it frequently. How many bags do you personally have? The one single-use plastic bags, stuff in a closet. You'd put a bunch of bags into another bag, and sooner versus later, you got a lot of bags. I know a lot of the stores used to have recycle bins to drop them off in, but those went away too because, Joanne, it's really just trash that has no further use once it's used, so that just adds to the problem, doesn't it?
Well, I think there are, you know, maybe a lot of people that reuse their bag for dog waste or for their garbage can, but they estimate that New Jersey residents use 4.4 billion plastic bags a year.
Wow.
So realistically, even 1%, if 1% of that total became litter, it's still way too much. And, you know, there are exceptions to the plastic bag ban, which a lot of people are concerned about. So you will still be able to get bags for your produce, for your baked items, for your uncooked meat and fish. So I'm anticipating that a lot of dog lovers out there that are concerned how they're going to pick up their dog waste, there will still be bags available at no cost for those items at the grocery stores.
Here's a little tip for those dog owners. Even the dollar stores sell pooper scooper bags. For a buck, you can get a whole roll of bags and, you know, do the same purpose. You don't need to be, you know, hoarding these type of bags. And that's the idea, too, where it's not a closed door on some logical aspects of retail shopping, like farmers markets, for example, where obviously there's loose produce, the larger supermarkets as well. What some other examples? Greeting cards, flowers, small hardware items. So this law sounds like it's taken pretty much almost every aspect into account, doesn't it?
I certainly hope so. I think there's not one person from New Jersey that wouldn't agree we need to reduce the litter that's on our streets. We all saw, you know, during COVID, how many masks and how many gloves have been littered. And, you know, we all hate regulation, but this is a way that we're all going to benefit, as well as our environment and our oceans and our wildlife.
Talking with Joanne Geminen, who is the executive director of the New Jersey Clean Community Council. Their website is njclean.org. Learn more about the upcoming May 4th end of single-use plastic bags in New Jersey. Get more information at bagupnj.com. That's bagupnj.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Regarding that website, Joanne, what's some of the information that both users and businesses can benefit from on the website?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. We have worked on this website. We launched last May, and it's basically, we designed it as a toolkit. If you're an employer and you want to share information, if you're a business and you want to post information, there's no need for you to have to develop any messaging because it's already done. We have free social media posts in 7 different languages. We have shopping list pads if you want to produce them, and we have signs that are available. We have tent cards that if you're a food business or a restaurant and you want to put information in the middle of your table for your patrons to read about Bag Up NJ or the Skip the Straw campaign. We actually have a video PSA, so if you have the ability to run an ad on your screen in your store, we have that available, and we have 7 or 8 different radio PSAs available as well, all at no cost.
And it's all found at bagupnj.com. So for you as a business operator and you as a consumer, you really have no reason on May 4th to plead ignorance, because you probably in stores have seen the signage already come up. Probably some of that, if not all of that signage, came up through bagupnj.com. I want to just make a point here, too, because I talked about this with somebody over a year ago now. The reusable bags, just don't throw them in your trunk and reuse them that way. Every so often, ideally, when you do the laundry regularly, remember to wash them, too, because you're putting food in these bags. You don't want to just store them in the trunk and keep using them over and over that way. So that's my tip maybe, and as I said in the intro, too, maybe you've already started using the reusable bags because the stores have also made them available to expedite and ease this transition from what is tradition. But then again, do you want litter to be a tradition? I don't think so. That's why this law is going to make that kind of a difference. Learn more at bagupnj.com. And learn more about all the work of the New Jersey Clean Community Council. Their website is njclean.org. We've been talking with their executive director, Joanne Geminen. Joanne, thanks so much for helping us better understand and appreciate why this is all happening on May 4th. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.